Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're live here today. The phone line is open at 888-888-1717. You want to build your faith? Wouldn't you love to have that dynamic, strong, muscular faith? Maybe you struggle in that area. You know how you build your faith? You act on your faith, just like you build your muscles by acting and straining and pushing your muscles and stretching. Building your faith today, what's one thing you would like to approach in your life, one thing for the next 30 days that would make a difference, one thing you'd like to do? Maybe it's to pray more, read the scripture more. What's one thing you'll commit to today for the next 30 days to build your faith? You ready to share it? Phone lines open. Saying it helps. 888-888-1717. Just before we get to those who want to share their one thing, speaking of one thing, I have a little booklet I want to send to every person today. If you call and I get you on the air and you share your one thing in building your faith, I'm going to send you the 101 things you can do to build your faith. 101 very practical things created by our ministry for you. It's my gift to you free, along with the one thing wristband that I wear every day. We're going to send it to you just for getting on the air and sharing that one thing that you'll commit to for 30 days. You want to do this? Let's do it. The phone line is open, 888-888-1717. All right, let's go to the calls. Intentional Living. Vicki, welcome to the program. What's your one thing?
Well, my one thing that I wanted to do for 30 days intentionally is intentionally pray for two people. And I want to do this for 30 days, starting today. So that's my intentional thing that I want to declare today.
Listen, you don't need to tell us their names, but why did you pick those two people, and what's your prayer for them?
Well, my prayer for them is that I want to make sure that they go to heaven. And so for 30 days, I want to intentionally pray for them, because when we die, we can't take our homes or our cars or our jobs, but we can take people with us.
Yeah, so these are people that you love and you're concerned for at the deepest level of their spiritual life.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Listen, I know you want to do it. Now, will you do it? And do you have a set time, or how are you going to make that 30 days a reality?
Well, a lot of people would say the first thing in the morning, and I do pray on my way to work first thing in the morning, but I get up very early at 3:45 a.m., so I will be doing my prayer time for this intentional prayer would be in the early evening. So,
all right. Well, you do it. Listen, and as you do it every day, you've made a commitment for 30 days. The One Thing wristband, the 101 Thing book on its way to you. Put it on every day, just like I do the wristband, just as a reminder to say, I'm committing to pray for these two people. Do it every day. You build your faith by stretching those spiritual muscles. And we're just calling people out around the country and around the world online today to say, hey, what's the one thing you can stretch for that's worth stretching for to build your faith that you want to commit to right here, right now, to everybody listening? 888-888-1717. And again, we'll make sure that the booklet and the wristband comes your way. All right. Welcome to Intentional Living. Jody from Kansas, what's your one thing?
To caring more towards others. I've been really having a problem with that towards other people. Like, I've been kind of rude towards people and, you know, shoving people away and, you know, acting like I don't really care. So I am just trying to care more towards others, where I'm not being so rude towards people.
Why do you think you are rude toward people?
I'm not for sure.
Does it build a protection between you and others?
Right, yeah.
Is it hard for you to be real open and honest and sharing with people?
Right, right, yes.
So one of the things you want to do, it sounds like, is you want to be more real with people and connect with people at their felt need.
Right.
Okay. Thought, how about every day? You say, hey, I'm going to have one person today. I'm going to watch for it. Could be a person on a street corner, a person at the store, someone at work. And I'm going to just reach out to them and ask them how their day's going and tell them and ask them, how you could pray for them if they need prayer, or God bless you, or something that you're going to speak into their lives. And if you just start by saying, I want to do that with one person every day for the next 30 days, that will begin a process of developing a better habit, as it has to do in relating with other people. How's that sound?
Yes.
Is that something you'll do?
Yes.
All right. And we're going to help you along the way. We got the One Thing wristband and the book coming your way, encouraging you. Listen, if we can turn people on to the power of one thing, intentionally done, the way God intends, throughout a year, seeing thousands of people stepping up, maybe you're one of them, and saying, hey, I get it. What's one thing I can do, will do for 30 days? That's a 30-day challenge that'll change your life. Today, we're talking faith. Build your faith by acting on your faith. Tell us what you want to act on for 30 days. 888-888-1717. We'll get you on here. 888-888-1717. And we're sending out the book and the wristband today as a way of just saying, hey, we're here to help you. If we get you on, we'll send it to you. Squeezed in with all of these one things, we've got a question going to Florida. Sarah from Florida, welcome to the program. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, my husband just recently got saved and at the age of 31 after being raised in a really legalistic denomination. I won't name the denomination because I know there's a lot of people in that church that have a relationship with Jesus. But the way he was raised was it was all about the rules and the law, and you have to follow the law, and those who don't follow the law are, you know, outside of God's love and are lost and are of the world. Well, he's become saved now, and when he told his family about that, they then proceeded to attack him and try to word trap him and try to draw him back into, you know, their way of thinking. And they don't have sincere questions. They just have a word trap. And my question is, like, how much to engage? How much to engage that, and how much to just say, you know, let's not talk about this. You know what we believe, and you know what you believe. The end.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Sarah. When I hear you talk, I'm thinking of the Apostle Paul. He had the same problem. I mean, everywhere he went, here was a Jew who gave his life to Christ. Christ radically transformed his life, and he was dealing with all these Pharisees. Dealing with all these people trying to hang all these things back on to faith. And if you read the New Testament and you read the words of the Apostle Paul, you can't go very far without saying, hey, we are saved by faith. It's not by works, lest any of us should boast. And I'll just tell you, the family members, you love them, you care for them, but they're wrong. And I'll give you the biblical proof of that in a moment. Okay, we're going to take a break. Love to have you join in. Maybe you want to respond to Sarah. Maybe you've been down that track and you said, hey, here's one thing that I've done to break free of the legalism. Now, by the way, when we break free of the legalism, doesn't mean that we are free to just live any way we want. Even Scripture says that. Paul says, don't use that liberty then to live in a sinful life. But maybe you've been caught up in that and you say, hey, here's one thing that would be helpful for Sarah. Whatever that one thing is, for 30 days, come and join us. If we get you on the air, I want to send the 101 Things book to you to help build your faith and also the wristband. Call 888-888-1717. More calls in a couple minutes.
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now. And here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Fake news isn't new. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute. It says in Proverbs chapter 14 that the simple believe everything that's spoken, but the prudent man considers well his steps. You know, intentional living is needed now more than ever, and I share that regularly with our staff. We live in a world of not only fake news, but fake lifestyles. We live in a world where there's a lot of things that are phony and not real around us. We need to come back to God's Word. We need to understand the intentions of God and how they translate into our intentions and our behavior, and therefore live intentionally. Here's one thing that I challenge you with for the next 30 days. Memorize a life verse and every day repeat it. Put it on a 3x5 card. My life verse is whatever is true and right and trustworthy and a good report. Think on such things. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That's, by the way, out of Philippians 4:8. It is my life verse because I, probably like many of you, wrestle with my thinking. In fact, I'm just finishing a book we're going to release in February on hijacked emotions. And I talk a lot about the power of our negative thinking. Our thinking gets us into trouble. I guess it was a therapeutic process of writing that. But by the way, the Intentional Living Minute is 60 seconds on the radio, online, and on Facebook every day. We post the video version of that. And we have, I don't know, like 112,000 people on our Facebook. Love to have you be next. Love to have you come and join us. If you like the page, we'll make sure it comes to your news feed every day for you. That's the way it works, right? Just, yeah, hit follow. That's right. Say thank you for that reminder. Rob, in my ear, phone number here, by the way, is 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. One thing that's made a difference in your life. I just want to say something about to you, Sarah, before I get to some more calls here. If you missed it, Sarah said, you know, her husband, really a new believer, really coming to Christ in faith, growing up in a super legalistic, got to follow the laws. If you don't, God doesn't love you kind of environment. And some of us grew up like that. I grew up in a very legalistic kind of a church. There wasn't a lot of love, frankly. And Paul, of course, speaks much to this as he faced a lot of legalism. The scripture says in Galatians 5, here's what Paul says to the Galatian church. He says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and don't allow yourselves to be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." What was happening is the people were being told, if you didn't do all these things, all these Jewish traditions, if you didn't follow the law, I mean, that's the way you get to Christ. Now, you understand people coming from those, from that background, from those experiences, it must have been radical to say, hey, I'm saved by grace. What does that mean? And he goes on, talks about circumcision. He talks about the law and so on, the law, what the purpose of the law is. We see that in the book of Romans as well. But the question is, maybe you have been freed, you know, and maybe there's been a yoke. Someone's trying to hang around your neck in the process. What's one thing, lovingly now, please, one thing that you've done with family that you love, people that you love who are trying to hang on you things that really aren't biblical? One thing for your faith, whatever it is, join in. Let's go. 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living. Ed Karen, Arizona, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now on the phone.
Well, I'm glad you made it through. Tell me, yeah. Karen, what's your one thing?
Yes, I am. The one thing that what I want to do for 30 days is to increase the way I pray and read the Bible, like really understand it, because I do believe that the Lord is coming back anytime soon, and you know it will create a huge difference in our lives, like to be conscious that God is coming soon, like dedicated to do His the thing that He wants us to do. And like I said, I mean, in 1 Peter 2:10, it says in there that Peter is urging the brothers and sisters to live the best way of life as what God has called us to do.
Well, see, you have a knowledge of Scripture. What I hear is your desire is continuing to grow and increase in terms of really spending more quality time in prayer and Scripture reading. Would it help if you had a set time to do that every day?
Yeah.
What would be a good time for you? If you had to pick a time, what would it be?
For me, the best thing, because you know, there, like, God is no respecter of time too.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you can pray, but for me, it works best if it's like nighttime, like everybody is asleep and everybody is quiet.
So the kid, so
quiet time.
Exactly. So every time is different. My wife loves the morning time. I mean, just her cup of coffee and time with God, and she reads and she loves to read the Daily Bread. She loves to read Scripture. She'll come and show me things she's learning. That's her time. That's her thing. And that's pretty, you know, give me space kind of thing. And your time might be in the evening. And Everybody's going to be different, but I do know this in life in general, if we don't plan it, it doesn't happen. I even talk about planned spontaneity. You can be spontaneous, but if you don't plan it, it's not a reality. Okay, thank you, Ed Karen. I'll tell you what, the 101 Things book and the wristband coming your way say thanks to you for calling and to encourage you. Put that on every day for the next 30 days as you start to build that new habit. 888-888-1717. Come weigh in on this. Let's go to Barbara, New Mexico. In New Mexico, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Randy, for taking my call.
You're welcome. We're talking 30-day challenge. What is it for you?
This is not going to sound like faith building at all, but I have a problem with sleep apnea.
Oh.
And I need to commit to going to bed and putting on my CPAP machine every night so that I can wake up with a clear mind and not be dopey drowsy all day. I can't focus on the Bible. I can't focus on conversations. And how can I build my faith if I can't read His Word?
Now, what's keeping you from doing that? You have the machine. You know how it's to be used. You know it can help you. Why is that not happening?
The reason it's not happening is because I haven't made it a priority.
Oh.
I let other things, little projects around the house, a TV show that catches my eye, you know, that keeps me up later, that just a lack of discipline.
Okay, will you do it for 30 days?
I will do it for 30
days. All right,
days.
And we're going to send you, I want to send you the wristband. The reason, if you're like me, it's kind of a reminder. Just put it on and leave it on. And when you go to bed at night, look at it and say, hey, I've made a commitment for 30 days to do this. And hold yourself accountable. It'll make a difference. Barbara, here's the way we look at it. There's really three basic ways to live our lives. We can either be good intentioned, which it sounds like you are, good intentions. You have the machine. You know it's going to help you with your health. It's going to help you with your spirit. It's going to help you with your life. You're good intentioned, but then you don't do it. And that creates procrastination. And then, well, we know where that ends. There's another way that people often live, Barbara, and that's what I call an unintentional life, which is scattered. And you sound like you got a little bit of both. Could we get both? You know, you jump from this to that, maybe this TV show, this activity, and not staying focused. And when we live scattered, what happens is we get weary because we're chasing after a lot of things. So intentional living is the third and highest way of living. It's God's intention for our life. And when we do that on a regular basis for the things that are important, in your case, as simple as saying, hey, I'm going to wear this CPAP machine. I'm going to do what the doctor said. I want to get better rest. I'm going to be healthier at the end of the day.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you go do it, and we'll get this the book and the wristband to you, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr.
All right. Only ask two things. That you do it for your sake, and secondly, that you let us know 30 days from now. I'm hoping that our comment line starts to filling up with people saying, hey, I called, I committed, I did this. Here's what God has done in my life. You want to join me? What's your one thing for 30 days that you know as a challenge would make a difference in your life? Just hearing that kind of positive statement coming out of your mouth can be encouraging. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Much more coming here in 2 minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
In John 21, as Jesus is saying to Peter, when you were young, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wished. But when you get old, you'll have to stretch out your hands while someone else dresses you and takes you where you don't want to go. He said this to hint at the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he commanded, follow me. Get the picture. Jesus is walking down the path with the disciples. He's standing next to Peter, and he's telling Peter a little bit of a foretaste of how he was going to die. But then he says, but follow me. And then Peter notices that the disciple Jesus loves, John, is following right behind. And when Peter noticed him, he asked Jesus, "Master, what's going to happen to him?" And Jesus comes back and says, "If I want him to live until I come again, what's that to you? Follow me." Boy, that's an interesting passage when you really dissect it. What happened in that interaction between Christ, Peter, using that illustration of John, powerful. Life isn't always fair. That's really the topic I'm teaching this month for our lesson that's going out to our members. When life isn't fair, when divorce happens, you didn't expect it, cancer is diagnosed and you didn't expect it, a job is lost, a child goes in a different direction than you ever anticipated. When life isn't fair, it's a teaching that will encourage you. And members, you watch for it. It's coming your way automatically. If you've requested, it's coming automatically. You're on the auto plan. You receive it each and every month, a brand new teaching. But today, for those of you who can share the very best single gift you can to help the ministry of intentional living, I want to make it available to you as well. You can request it when you go to our website, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. When you share that gift, ask for it and we'll send it to you as a way of saying thank you for your support. Just before we get back to the calls, we got them coming in. By the way, you're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717. You think about a 30-day challenge. Boy, we've seen people's lives radically changed in 30 days. Taking that very first step. What's that first step you could take that 30 days from now you look back and say, wow, this was the right journey? What would you like to see in your faith world different 30 days from now than it is today? One thing, maybe you've taken that step. What is it? And we'll get the wristband to you in the book to say, we're with you on your journey. 888-888-1717. Very quickly, before I get back to calls, first-time announcement. First time. Coming up in 2020, my wife Donna and I and some of our team are going to be hosting an intentional living Alaskan cruise. We're going to be taking a great ship to Alaska, Holland America, departing on June 28th, and we had an opportunity to schedule it over the July 4th holiday, and I said, let's do that. We're going to celebrate the July 4th together. June 28th to July 5th, Alaskan cruise. You know, you get away to get close. That's what we're saying. Get away to get close. Very powerful for couples. It's going to be a marriage cruise, all ages, couples coming, learning, growing. Seeing beautiful Alaska. If you haven't seen it, it's gorgeous. Information's available. You got to reserve your cabin. Go to theintentionallife.com. Or here's an 800 number, 800-247-1899. Okay. All right. We have time. Let's get some more calls here. Power of One Thing. Welcome to Intentional Living, Vanessa. We lost Vanessa. Let's go to Kathy in Kansas. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Appreciate it. What's your 30 days challenge?
My 30 days is to pray and believe something I believe God told me about 3 years ago. I'm a slow learner, I guess. And we have a soon-to-be daughter that we have been fostering for a while. She came to us as an infant after being severely shaken almost to her death.
Oh, wow.
And as I sat in the hospital very angry with God that he would send us a little girl that was probably not going to be long for this world, I remember one day in prayer, the Lord just telling me just to trust me. This isn't how she's going to be forever. It's just how she's going to be for now and until everybody goes away. And so officially everybody has went away and she is kind of eligible or, like I said, in final steps of adopting her. And that message just keeps coming back to me. And I just believe that I need to be praying about that daily because I know God's already did a lot of miracles in this little girl's life. And I believe he continues to want to do those.
Amen. So let me see if I understand. You've got a little girl that you've been fostering. Now you're adopting her. How old is she?
3 and a half.
3 and a half. And you want to commit for at least these next 30 days to just ask God, pray, and seek Him, and ask for her healing over these next 30 days.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's something that we want to pray with you about. And maybe there's others listening who'll say, hey, they'll join you, Kathy, in praying for her. Can you share her first name?
Sure. It's Maria.
Maria. Okay. Well, we're going to ask people to be praying. We're going to be asking people to be praying for her and for you and for strength over these next 30 days. That's certainly a worthwhile prayer. And we'll just see what God does. As we know, sometimes He acts in ways we never can imagine. And sometimes later we say, wow, now I know why He did or didn't. And so we trust Him for it. So we'll be praying with you as well, Kathy.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. By the way, we'll get you the one thing book and also the wristband. By the way, we're going to be wrapping up here in just a minute. And before we do, I want you to know we're going to stay right here in the studio for the next 30 minutes. And I want to just throw out this challenge. What has God done in your life that you look back and say, you know, He moved in my life and that radically changed my life. And as a result of that, I realized that that one thing that I focused on made a difference. Or I know that there's one thing that if I were to make a priority in my life, something really practical for the next 30 days would make a big difference in my relationship with my husband, my wife, my work, growing my faith. What is that one thing? Why don't you share with us so we can pray with you, encourage you on the journey. And just to encourage you to do that, to be successful at it, we have a book that we've created here called 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith. And I want to send it to each person that I get to talk to here after the show goes off the air. I will send it to you along with my One Thing wristband to encourage you. So the phone line's open at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and I'd love to talk to you. To all of those we've got on the air, we've got a chance to talk to, thank you for sharing your one thing with us. Iola's on hold. Hold on, I'll put you on, and I'll talk to you when we get off the air here in a moment. We're here for you. There's opportunity today to either live an intentional life, an unintentional life, or a good intentioned life. We're here to encourage you to be intentional to things that matter most, and at the core, it's your faith. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, and we'll be looking to talk to you. See you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.